Check 1, 2. Penis, penis, penis. Let me get some music going, and then we'll start pooping all over your mouth, just like you asked us to.
Hello, Kaio. How are you feeling, Kaio?
I just woke up, and I feel pretty good. I stopped drinking coffee. I feel less bad in the morning. All I feel is dizziness from pots. But once I take my meds, that's fine. It's all good to go.
My knuckles hurt from punching. Was getting some punching done, some boxing done in the gym today.
We'll wait for some people to come in. I basically played The Outer Worlds like all day yesterday. It's an RPG made by Obsidian, released last year, and it's really good.
Oh, Jesus.
All the joggers at my job are pissing me off. Oh, you mean the Iggers? Why did joggers become a thing? Just call them what they are. It's good? I heard it sucks. Really? Yeah, I watched a review and it's like, it's okay. I'm playing it's like, this is awesome. I don't know. I guess people don't like that style of Fallout New Vegas type stuff.
Beat.
As much as I do.
What's happening? The QRD on it is, After the virus thing shutting everything down for a while and eating at small businesses, now there are riots to, you know, double down on their end, on their destruction. The thing about racial dynamics is that they occur whether you think they should or not. Black people have very low impulse control and they commit crime for basically anything. And they recognize white people as authority figures. So when white people begin saying, it's okay, you can loot, they go and loot. Because white people told them it's okay. And white people are their perennial
parents. Yeah, the white man is some sort of punishing authority figure. So if he tells me it's okay, it's all good to go.
Despite the resentment and the anti-racist rhetoric. Oops. Okay, there we go. despite all that, despite the anti-racist rhetoric, what happens is that they recognized white people as their perennial parental figures. So when their parental figures say it's okay for them to go and loot, that's what they go do. I don't know if they'll get away with it.
Video game terms, looting. Well, it is literally looting.
Like, what else would it be? I don't know if they're gonna get away with it. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll get away with it. Okay. I don't know who's behind it either. And it's easy enough to say the usual suspects. But specifically this time, who's behind it? I know virus is Bill Gates, but
yeah.
What about this? The rioting. Who's this?
By the way, about NP2, apparently the payment processor got nuked, so if your payment didn't renew or something, or it's not going through, just sit tight. I'll give you guys an update when it's all fixed.
Black people are behind it? Yeah, but who started it? Because otherwise
they don't
black
organize
people will be
as
doing
well.
It all the time.
Yeah.
They don't know how to organize themselves.
Yeah, there's some sort, because, like, people are driving around handing out bricks and gasoline, where they're not using their own
conspiracy.
Money.
Well, I stopped thinking like that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's always, like, these things are never that simple. Like, it's not trying to shift blame from black people, because, yeah, they are violent iggers, and that's a problem. But they're not this good at organizing. Come on, man.
Yeah, they're not usually doing this.
Yeah.
Like, what is making them do it?
I mean, they do it in, like, small numbers.
Yeah.
But not, like, this.
So, weird, right? All of a sudden, the compound interest on destruction of civilization. First, it's the virus. Then it's a breed. It's a stock of people going around committing crime.
Yeah.
And somehow everybody says it's okay. Isn't that weird that nobody is seeing through the thin veneer of justification?
We're talking about normal people here.
Normal people!
Not like, you know, oh, I'm based in Red Pill, I know. But like normal, you know, your friend posting on Instagram, Black Lives Matter or whatever. Or like,
normal
oh, the
people.
Violence is just a result of peaceful protests not working. So they had to like kick it up
oh my
by
God,
destroying
okay.
small business owners. Yeah, one person literally was posting that on their story.
This is the okay, it begins as they're mad about George Floyd, they're protesting. Like, no, it's getting violent. Yeah, and sometimes it's getting violent and because, you know, somebody made it that way or the cops did something to, you know, jumpstart it. That is not the case. People are in the majority initiating, you know, stealing, invading property, destroying property,
mm-hmm.
getting violent. No reason behind it. No, it's no like self-defense situations. None of that. They go out and they start doing it
mm-hmm.
naturally, as if it's like,
at all.
You know, it's like going for a jog. It's like freaking. It's like going to Starbucks, get a coffee. It's like walking the dog. They go out, they start committing crimes, stealing things, beating people up, destroying property. It's not an unusual thing. It's happening every time. It's normal now. And the thin veneer of justification that they think it's like something about George Floyd and some of the protests are getting violent. No, they're all about stealing. They're all about destroying property.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to notice that.
So yeah, the question is, why, because obviously, as the media are always working together towards something, and obviously they're promoting and saying that it's okay, or condoning this stuff, question is what the point is of that, and the theory is economic collapse, perhaps.
I'm suspicious, because right after...
It's hard. It's a freaking... Everything's so muddied by political, ideological, whatever.
In the 20th century, in the beginning of the 20s, there... A crisis was supposed to happen. That was right after... The First World War started in 1917. Right around the 20s, a crash was supposed to happen, but the president was smart enough to say, just let the companies... like crash, let things go bad, and then it was over in 8 months. I'm like giving you a very like low res description of it because I don't actually remember most of it, but that basically happened. What they seem to be wanting to happen is like repeat 20th century. They want to, I suspect this at least, instigate massive amounts of unemployment, destroy the economy so that they can instigate an insurrection of some sorts. They're already doing that right now. This is an insurrection, by the way. This is insurrectionary. Like, will this thing go through? Will it get worse? How worse are we talking? What's going to be the ultimate? What's going to happen? I mean, I'm comfortable enough to know that Trump is going to win. But yeah, is that enough?
Of course. But is it enough? Because he's not really doing anything about anything, really.
I don't know. No idea.
You know, politics is the last thing we need.
They want an international labor pool and global neoliberal economics. They're not going to crash the economy. Are you retarded? This is the second retarded thing you've said in this chat.
They crashed the economy several times.
What are you talking about? Neoliberal economics and not crashing the economy? Those are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, because you don't get people signing up for that kind of retarded stuff if they're not in dire straits.
Like, what are we gonna have? Are we gonna have it, like, become comically horrible and, you know, apocalypse? Or is it gonna be Rhodesia? Or is it gonna be Rhodesia before it got, you know, destroyed? Or is it gonna be... Are we gonna become Nazis, or are we gonna become the white farmers in South Africa? Well, what did you expect? They're angry. Yeah, that. Like, okay, they're angry. That's why they're looting and killing random people?
Yeah, just stealing.
Who are they angry at? Hey, how about this? I don't care about them being angry. These people
Again,
need to die.
Their suffering, quote-unquote, justifies everything.
Like, how bad is it gonna get? It's gonna be Botswana. How bad is it gonna get? Peaceful protests are fine. Where did you hear that? What's happening? Where is it happening? Point
are,
me.
Yeah, are
to
there
one.
Any peaceful protests at all? Did they try it once? No.
They want ethnic division, not fundamental. You really think it's all about ethnicity?
Because it ain't. Well, if things like that, you're going to get your butt raped and not even notice.
What do you think that's for? What do you think ethnic division is useful for? So they don't want fundamental rifts in a global economic status quo? They do. That's very, very useful.
If they were doing... Yeah, of course it would be better, but they're not... The reason they're not doing that is because they don't give a F about any of the... They don't care. They've been told to care. They feel like they should care. What they really want is to go steal something from some, you know, local business owner. Because, you know...
Atomizing people and having
usually
a slave cast?
They'd have to, you know, plan for that and wait around.
Do you think these people want feudalism, but they're in control? They don't want that. Their slavery is way more sophisticated than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be, create a group of slaves, literal slaves, chattel slavery. No. It's way smarter than that.
Because if they wanted, you know, blatant slavery right in front of your eyes, they'd just do it. They'd take it.
But they don't do that because it's not, you know, no optics. It's gonna go away.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that dumb.
We have to seriously consider how to send them back to Africa. I'm increasingly realizing that slavery was the biggest mistake ever.
That's why they want an atomized slave caste with no connection. You are thinking low resolution is what you're doing. No, it's not slave in that sense. It's not gonna be a slave like they used to have slaves at all.
They've already done that. They want people to be slaves without them even noticing, and they're loving it.
It's not about ethnic destruction. It's not even about necessarily white people. It's
because those things are not things on them on themselves. They're tools for it's, something else.
Omnicide. I'm not saying it is. You are describing it, and that's what you're getting. They want omnicide. They want to destroy economies. That's what they want. Exactly what they want. Very useful. Maximize grief. Maximize terrible things happening all the time.
Yeah, Jews are funnily enough the ones that were big time into the slave trade. Our nice friends are the reason why we have to deal with this freaking crap. Okay, this could have been stopped at so many, like, points in time. Like,
yeah.
Not allowing freaking Satanist Jews on the continent in the first place. Not allowing them to bring in slaves. Having people be armed so that when, like, guys are trying to burn down the building, they can just shoot them in their dumb igger heads. Like, but, you know, of course, there were people at all of those checkpoints to make sure that things went according to plan. Nothing new. Nothing new. Blaming Jews for everything is a lazy argument. yeah, I would agree. But some things, they really knocked it out of the park.
It's a right argument.
It's right, but if you're not, yeah, if you're not looking at it through the correct lens, which is the fact that Jews are not actually Jewish or Hebrew in any real sense.
I know
it's actually a metaphysical war, a spiritual war. You know.
I know it's atomization for slavery, but it's not the kind. It's not the kind you're thinking. It's not just about making a race of mixed people. It's not that, precisely. Because it does involve, it's also spiritual slavery. That's why the crashing the economy is so important. Make people feel dread. Make people feel hopeless. Destroy any semblance
Satan
of
making
wealth,
the world suffer as much as he does.
Anything like that. Make sure to destroy hope as much as you can. In any way possible. They want to destroy economies. They want a global rift in the economy. Because then it's easier to control.
Yeah. But why do they want to destroy economies? Ask yourself. Because they've done it several times.
Yep.
All the depressions where they, like, start making regulations afterwards. They caused every... Like, the... what caused the 2008 collapse was forcing banks to hand out, like, loans to... You know, people that can't pay them, aka black people, because if you don't do that, you're racist. And they knew that it would cause an economic collapse. And they did it on purpose, so they could, you know, regulate even more. Every time they introduce more and more regulations because people are suddenly fine with it.
It's not about control of this earth. They don't want... This is okay. This is the difference between our theories here. You think that they want to be the kings of the world and we're going to become their slaves. No. They want to destroy the world, even if it means they die. Rule in hell. Instead of serving in hell.
They have all the money and power they could possibly want. They don't want that.
They're already kings. It makes no difference. What they want is to cause as much suffering, even if it, you know, gives them a hard time.
And that doesn't make sense unless you are looking at things at a spiritual level. which you have to do, or else you're gonna be Satan's slave in that afterlife.
Usurious system? You seriously think so? Interest rates?
How long have we been under control? Lamau, were we ever free? It's a good question.
It's very useful to, you know, read from that stuff, come from those points of reference, but that's so insufficient. You have to go somewhere else. It's not about interest rates. It's not about being rich.
Why do they want to destroy the world? About, you know, just insane. Again, you have to look at it spiritually. They are Satanists, and it's not that hard to figure out. They're all, you know, like, what is the power and monetary benefit of raping children? Doing child sacrifice? I mean, you could do adrenochrome, but there's not enough, you know, like, really? Going to that lengths for some supposed drug? Like all the instances in wherein they cause suffering for no reason.
It's not about...
Think about those.
Slavery and being rich of this world. It's about ruling in hell. That's what they want. They don't care if they're gonna die in the process. That's why they're causing these things. That's why George Soros tried to crash the pound. That's why the 1917 revolution happened. Was it 1917?
What revolution are you talking about?
The Red October.
No idea.
Well, every time something...
Where do we go for information about Jewish Satanism? My videos.
Yeah, newproject2.com.
But for real, yeah, we break down on why Jews are not Jews and you know, why they're Satanists instead
this is the furthest thing from capitalism that exists.
If you want to know, watch the two grand unifying theory of conspiracy videos. Like, they're $1 on newproject2.com/sof. But you can probably find them on YouTube free.
You're wrong because you think populism is bad for them. Populism is very easily manipulatable. Oh, yeah. Well, you can go to censored.tv.
Yeah, payment may not work on NP2 at the moment, though. Yeah, go on censored TV. This Gavin show is really good. So
is the payment thing why the numbers, like we've lost a few?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's because of that. Some people emailed me, so I'll let them know when Dick Masterson has it fixed.
They don't care about if it causes them suffering. That is the whole... Populism is only hope that you're using the wrong word. And you're still thinking in that framework. It's not populism. The only hope is God.
My videos are on censored.tv and newproject2.com/sof, but the latter might temporarily not be working.
Just like you read writings from people who, you know, did mass shootings and stuff like that. And just generally suicidal, and they want everything to burn. They want to destroy everything, even if, you know, it takes their death to do it.
Yeah.
Or their suffering.
It exists.
That's the whole point of... That's Lucifer right there. That's Lucifer. I want everybody to suffer like I am suffering or I will suffer. And they know where they're going. They're not stupid. They know who they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't tell me stuff that I already know. For crying out loud. Really? Listen. Jews...
That's probably why I wouldn't let you pay for NP2. So.
Judaism. Religious Judaism is a distortion of Christianity. It is a mockery of the descendants of Israel.
At this point, yeah. Used, you know, pre-Christ... That was legit.
Oh, it's not about God. Okay, then tell me why in Soviet Russia, the laws were literally every single one of the Ten Commandments, but backwards. What's up with that? You think they're... How stupid do you think they are? They'll manipulate your populism. It's not about populism. It isn't just about being, you know, about your people, obviously that's not wrong. It's entirely right.
Being, you know, united. Hundreds of years after the Bible. Yeah, tell me something I don't know. Again, we talk about all this stuff. But yeah, basically first few centuries, all Jews died out. Holocaust was probably a nail in the coffin.
What population have they manipulated? All right-wing initiatives have become left-wing populist. And that makes it very easy to destroy it because it's very inefficient. It is about God. Entirely about God. Soviet Russia. Look it up. There were public women. Every politician got to have sex with the other guy's wife. Politicians got to have like three wives, and they all could have sex with each other's wives. They had to be, they could not have a relationship that was private.
So.
And I know it's pretty ironclad to identify with a certain populist group and think that that's going to be the solution. It's not going to be. You are trying a political solution, and politically, we have no hope. There is no hope to be found in politics.
A political system could never be used to make anything better, because it was... Just think of it like a bad tree. It's been created to always just pump out AIDS and destruction and degeneracy. And you can't, reprogram it to do what you want. It's never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Ever. Every time it's tried, it makes everything 10 times worse. Because it's exactly what they effing want, you retards.
Not really. It's far more inclined towards genuine change than partisan politics, economics. Listen, dude. It's about...
Yeah, genuine change. It will never happen through politics. Because it's not about that.
I'll tell you the name of the guy who talked about this. It's in it's a video about the secrets of Fatima. I'm not gonna remember the guy's name. Let me see.
Maybe the parasite of Semites and things will change. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Yeah, they're big offenders, they're big Satanists, but...
You moron. Keep babbling on with...
quotes.
With sentences you read on poll. Yeah, that's gonna fix everything, you moron.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski. But, pretending there's no evil among
Dr.
Gentiles.
Dr. Taylor Marshall, he talks about it. Dr. Taylor Marshall, he talks about how every single one of the commandments was reversed, respectively, in Soviet Russia.
Yeah, it happens in Gentiles too, even though Semites are way worse because, it's a spirit rather than an entirely genetic thing.
Political solutions are pathetic.
It's within you.
Religious solutions are the only solutions you can have true faith in. Everything else is diversion. Yeah, but if the Nazis would have won, if the British didn't... That's all you're going to be doing, the what ifs. Your life is a how it should have ended Harry Potter video. I don't go on poll? Well, you should, because you belong there.
Hold off on the censoring for now. This is interesting. Would entirely separate segregated states work, or does it come down to warfare like everything else? Well, it depends on if the people want it. I'd be down for segregation. People probably need it, but they want it, so it's up to them if they want to figure it out. They probably don't. They probably want to wallow in their pain and suffering
forever. You are. You don't notice you are, but you are. You're still caught up in politics.
Been going on fit recently is good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's where it's at.
You have Jew in your name, idiot. Your identity is political. Then get your hopes out of politics. What are you doing?
You're Catholic, that's good. So why are you talking about politics?
Where are you putting your faith? It's about God. It's not about race. You should know this. It's about making people hopeless. It's about the soul.
Yeah, I mean, I really hate when they twist Christ's message of turn the other cheek to mean never fight back, just take any and all abuse. Yeah, the most ignorant.
Because we exist in a world which is defined by economics and politics. And I care why.
Be in the world, but not of it. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm supposed to get caught up in this muck? This mud? People, our bodies made of mud, and a bunch of people made of mud, buildings, and people arguing all the time and killing each other, and I'm gonna care about it. That's a joke. That sounds like a joke to me, if I'm ever gonna care about some mud. This is the mud. I don't get caught up in the mud.
Rarely? Iga, please.
You can go to your log cabin with your rosary. Not gonna save you, mate.
What?
Yeah,
you're
not Catholic, by the way.
Prayer never... What? Prayer is the most powerful thing you can do.
You're not Catholic.
You're saying politics are more powerful?
This is what happens. The same problem that I have with Orthodox people on Twitter. They become religious because of politics. Their route towards it is because it's based. You became Catholic because it was politically right for you. Because of your political views. You're not a Catholic. You're calling yourself a Catholic because of a meme. You're a meme. You are no Catholic. Enact logos? How about you kill yourself?
If you retreat from the world... Yeah, retreat! Run away, because the world will always be evil. Always. Always. Jesus says it over and over again in the New Testament, man.
Yeah, go redeem the world. Good luck. You know how you redeem the world? You allow it to burn. And you save the souls from it. You don't get caught up in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You save souls. You don't know anything else. That's how you save the world. Everything else is self-destruction. Yeah, thank you for the war speech, Mr. Admiral General.
Oh, man. You really ought to watch my video, Why Not, man.
You are no Catholic. Don't fool yourself. You became a Catholic because it's what you thought you were supposed to do because of politics.
Man is not Catholic, but has no Jews. They're just say Jews, you freaking gay idiot, F-God. Therefore, no Jews. Is better than Catholic with Jews. No. Still thinking low resolution. if you think that's the case.
Yeah, let me get better at debating. Come back when I'm debating you. I'll debate you. Okay? Chewbacca. Yeah, let me debate you right now, Chewbacca. You replaced God with the president, so to speak, or with the king, or with anything like that. If you're getting caught up in politics and you have to fix the world via politics, you don't do that. You don't fix the world. You fix the world by saving the people from it. You don't want people to stay here. Pharisees, for crying out loud.
Now we live in a material world, we have to operate in it. I'll say no. You can be in the world, but not of it. Just because you're living in the world and prison planet doesn't mean you have to use their evil tactics.
Get caught up in it so you can win in it? That's what you want to do. You want to win in it.
Not possible.
Mm-mm. Win, Jesus winning in the world? Jesus got moided.
Yeah.
You cannot win in the world.
Nobody would even take in actually, his pregnant you mother when, into you know their what, inn you know what? So she could give
winning
birth.
In the world, winning in the material world, in the material sense, means losing in every other sense. Eternal loser.
Living in poverty, getting killed.
What's the alternative? Lose faith in politics.
Yeah, don't use politics. It's beyond being unethical.
You're you win or you die. Stuff. Yeah, good one. Thank you for the materialism you're presenting to me. Very Catholic!
Yeah, because dying is the worst thing that could possibly ever happen to me.
Yeah, I bet all saints were like, oh, please don't kill me, I'll renounce God. Yeah, I bet that's what martyrs did. Oh, please don't kill me, I'm gonna have to vote for Trump tomorrow. Winning in the world matters not. It's pointless. You're winning their game.
Yeah.
You're winning the Demiurge's game. Wow.
What if you're victory. If you're winning in the world, if the world likes you, then you've lost. Because the only thing they like is trash and garbage and scum.
Yeah, you win in the trash world. You're advocating a platonic existence. What do you mean? Not interacting? I don't mean not interacting. I mean interacting with it in a way that does not put it as the metric of most importance. Christianity is Aristotelian? No, it's not! It is Jewish! Originally Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fake Jews. I knew you were one of these guys. Yeah, dude, like it's not even Jewish. It's like Greek. It's like European Greek. No, it's Israeli, sorry.
Yeah, and that's fine because the real Israelites are good. Jews just hijacked the name basically for points.
You people, man. Christianity is not... What do you think? The Jews read a bunch of freaking philosophy, Greek philosophy, and then came up with it? No. Jesus is the Son of God. Literally. In the Israelites, it's a hybrid Greek philosophy and Hebrew morals. Yeah, right. Oh, God. Yeah, I bet God was reading Greek philosophy. Oh, dude, I should do something like this. Yeah, I bet that's what God did. He read Plato and was like, oh, dang, this is pretty good, man. Christianity is anti-Jewish? No, Jesus was a Jew.
Again, you're still conflating modern Jews with real Israelites. They stole the name of Israel. They're not Jewish. They have zero Hebrew descent. Zero. Look at the frickin' genetic tests.
Jesus was Jewish. And it was the Son of God. Winning in the material world means losing in every other sense. Jews didn't get that far. Right.
Where did the Jews go? All got killed. The real ones all got killed in wars in the first few centuries with, what, Romans? Forgot who they warred with, but... Again, this is all stuff I cover in the Grand Unifying Theory conspiracy videos. Most important watching material.
This is coping. You want to make Jesus into a Greek figure so you can call him European. He was not. He was Jewish. Were the Gnostics correct? No, they weren't.
No. How could they be? And Gnostics are the worst.
Ridiculous. God wasn't reading Plato and then came up with Jesus. Ridiculous. Quit trying to, like, believe in a memeified internet reactionary version of Christianity. You don't get it, dude. Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. Jesus was Nordic, actually. He was blonde. He lived in America, too.
Dang, an entire people gone, kind of hobbling. Yeah. It's like, it is identity theft, literally.
Yeah,
someone dies, you steal their ID, pretend they never died.
That may be a possibility.
Are the fake Jews the Satanist pedos that run everything? Ding, ding, ding.
I don't think it was, I don't think it's Roman Catholic doctrine to think, the New Testament was somehow inspired by Greek philosophy. That sounds like retarded doctrine. Maybe you're a retarded.
Yeah, they, you know, Eastern, Southern Europeans, czars, whatever, stole the identity of Jew so they could have a cover for working as Satanists. And, you know, they're responsible for the Holocaust, which basically makes them invincible now. They killed their own. Like, that is the prime example. Jews killed their own population just to further Satanism.
Mr. President, it's about destruction. Very well put. Only thing you can do. You can't win. You're gonna win in the material universe? Really? You're gonna die, pal. Your parents are gonna die. Your kids are gonna die eventually. And it's gonna be sickening and horrible. And you're gonna tell me you're gonna win? Go ahead, win. Let me watch you win. Yeah, win. Go ahead, win, win. Yeah, beat material reality. Go ahead, do it.
Didn't Soros have something to do with the Holocaust?
Oh yeah, he was like giving up Jews to the Nazis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jews are not nowadays. They're not even genetically Jewish.
Man, yeah, of course Zionists worked with the Nazis, which is a bit of a bra moment.
You're material? What? I'm a soul, man. My body's material. I don't care. Yeah, I'm gonna win my coffin with my rotting skeleton. I'm winning. Yeah, dude. Winner. Dead.
But it's a really good question. Like, how would the Jews ever, you know, they let it happen? As if anything like that would happen out of their control.
This is the most important point. And whenever bad things are happening in the world, remember that it is not relevant in the grand scheme of things. Hitler didn't work with the Nazis? Okay, big is true.
Hitler didn't work with the Zionists? He just made a deal shipping with Palestine. Yeah, I know about that. Good video I saw a few days ago. Rorschach is super cool. Be Rorschach, guys. Yeah.
Okay, is there a theory that my soul is material? Sure it is, or you wouldn't be talking about it. Wait, what is this supposed to mean? That my soul? Oh, that it's relevant? No, I'm talking about it to say it's not relevant. Grand scheme of things, wise. Not relevant. Not something to lose your mind over. Entertainment. You know, something to deal with. But doesn't make or break anything.
You say Gnostics are the worst? Why? Satanism? I'm playing God is evil? You kidding me? You freaking
Oh my god, have
me.
You watched Greatest Story Told? Greatest Story Never Told? Oh my god, it's so good. Have you... Oh my god, have you read Culture of Critique? It's like so good. This is what all of you sound to me. This guy hasn't even read Siege. He's like totally blue-pilled. Gnostics are the worst, yeah. They believe they worship the demiurge. They're tantamount to Satanists. There's no winning. You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win materially. There is no winning. You think what? You're gonna let the Jew win in the material universe? Yeah, they still lost. Yeah, I'm not making fun of the books necessarily. I'm making fun of the people. How long ago did you guys start figuring this out?
2018.
Yeah.
That was the beginning. So virtually no relevance to our everyday lives, just saying? What?
Yeah. The everything being horrible?
Oh.
You can use spiritualism to fuel winning materially. So this is what you're telling me. Your soul is a stepping stone to winning materially. You realize you're putting the material as a paramount thing. You're not a Catholic. Let me break that to you. If you think that winning materially is a higher objective than winning spiritually, not a Catholic. You are saying that. You think you aren't. You can use spiritualism to fuel winning materially. You're still operating under a materialist mindset.
Yeah, it's temporary.
And there is no,
it's temporary.
There is no material winning. You're going to die. You're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And your descendants are going to die. I'm saying on a social scale, you can use a spiritual movement as an alternative rebellion against the material status quo. Okay.
Then why are you advocating for political solutions? What? Yeah, there is no winning materially. Everyone dies. Everyone loses materially.
Yeah.
Because it's a freaking rigged game.
The biggest nuclear bomb of all time is slowly exploding. The things you build here are not going to survive. Like nihilism? No. Material universe is pointless.
I'm telling you, because...
Which is why you shouldn't have faith in it. Have faith in God.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that one.
You can have faith in it. Without the spiritual lens, I mean, if you're really sticking to the material, then it's nihilism. I think there's nothing beyond
because
that.
Because most people are defined by material things, you have to save souls. Okay, so you're gonna save souls via material things? Again, this... You're having cognitive dissonance because you're not actually Catholic.
You know, trading the material world for, you know, eternity is not nihilism. It's meaning.
You can't save it's people purpose. Via material things. If they are defined by material things, you're not going to save them. If they want to keep being that way. I'm not saying, you know, don't enact justice. What I'm telling you is don't have faith in politics. If you're going to go do something for real.
Do you think that the Pizzagate stuff is being revealed as a way to mentally dominate people so they know who their real rulers are? It is the fuel to the cortisol fire for people who know and look into that stuff, because most people don't even. You know, that information is public. People just don't go looking for it. Like, this whole Trump thing is their first exposure to it, because, you know, all they read is whatever. But it's just fuel for cortisol fire so that, you know, the people who are smart enough to figure things out are way too angry and emotionally disabled to ever get their lives on track.
Okay, so you don't get it, dude. You use religion as an alternative to the consumer system. It's a counterculture. No, you use religion because it's the truth, perennially. First off, that's the case. And secondly, if
doing
you're
religion
do that,
because it's counterculture.
Yeah, good one. You're not a Catholic. Again, you're not a Catholic. But
what?
Given, that's a given at this point. Secondly, wrap your mind around this.
You don't use religion
for anything.
You don't use God.
If you're going to employ religion, you do it by taking people away from caring about materialism. And that means no faith in politics, no faith in the material universe. That's how religion takes, you know, saves people. That's how you save souls. You take them away from materialism. You don't win in it. You're not going to win in here. We spent hundreds of years not winning in here. Enact your worldview. You have to operate in the world. Yeah, you know how you operate in the world? You are in it, but not of it. And we go right back to where we were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the
universe.
Hitler paragraph about the way Jews argue.
Just think!
Such
think, dude.
Standing.
Yeah,
just
I am thinking.
Think.
Definitively,
thinking.
Religion is not material. Soul, the spirit saving souls is not done. Like, it's not material. It's not a material thing.
What a crunk booby.
That doesn't change.
Why am I glad you asked? All right, what some guy said something.
Yeah.
I do find myself wondering what happens to those who haven't found the teachings of Christ. Do they just get judged on their sins as a whole? Hold on. I just think about, you know, Father, forgive them for they know not what they're doing.
Okay, closing statement. Focus on this. Jesus said that the world was a thing he intended to burn, to incinerate, once it was no longer necessary. Wrap your mind around that. Okay? When you think about political solutions, think about Jesus wanting to incinerate the planet. All right? I'm gonna go play RPG now. Have yourselves a good afternoon.
See ya.